I went down the road, and it's a gravel road, and I come over the hill, and I'm ready. I'm starting to slow down to, like, pull off the road so I can get out and put my flowers down. And as soon as I get to that one hill, the one hill right before the memorial, I see a car, and it's just, I look dead eyes to this woman, like, and I was like, this is not right. I went off the road, and I overcorrected to get back on the road. I spun out, and that's when I went back and hit the tree. My driving side hit the tree. I called 911. I said, I'm in a car accident. I'm where Robbie and Mike died. I gotta go. I hung up. And I called my mom. I said, Mom, I'm in a car accident. And then I said, Mom. That's when I noticed how bad things had already really been. The woman that I corrected over, she parked in front of me and listened to me beg for help until the warden got there. The warden was first, and then a off-duty officer, he was second. The warden placed the tourniquet on my arm, and then the officer tightened it. That saved my life. That was what saved my life. Once I got to the hospital here, I had already lost 50% of my blood, but we couldn't get the door off, so we were sitting there. I was tugging out the door, and he's like, just calm down. I just wanted out, you know. My horn wouldn't stop beeping. My music was blaring. I couldn't get it to stop, so I was, like, overwhelmed by everything. And then the firefighter came over, the EMT, and he cut my door off, and the warden looked at me, and he said, can you walk? I said, I can try. I grabbed my arm, and we walked to the stretcher.